said, minute me have to come off, you know.
Oh, 10 minutes. Yeah, so so what you said, though, come again with what you asked me, though. Yes, you know.
Let me know what you think about Will Smith, gangster. The guy was spent all his life in Hollywood. All of a sudden, he turned gangster.
He's a gangster.
He's a saint of yard.
He's a gangster, Will.
Yeah?
Oh, gangster Willie.
Yeah. He's a saint of yard. I said, nothing over for fright, you know.
Man. Listen, mate, yo, listen, man. I hear this thing, man, and me have to really scan the whole of the internet to see if I true something.
Oh my goodness!
I me watch it, me rewind the tape, and me keep on and look on it to see if I stage something.
No, that's crazy. And the thing, you see the person I take to do it.
No,
because
but hear what I'm saying.
There, you know?
Hear what I'm saying. Those guys are actors, man. You understand? And I was that's why I have to rewind the tape. Because I don't watch that stuff, man. I don't watch them thing there.
But I got something else for you, though, because he's in an open marriage, you know. You understand?
Yeah, he's in an open marriage, but that don't mean... I mean, they open, but they got their issues, and they're very vocal. Right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, when you have an open marriage, that means that at any time the man can throw a tongue to his wife and say, just left that guy and done. You already out that door anyway. You just left the man go on. You understand?
But they're not going to do that because they know what's going already. It's going to be a lot of drama. They already got a lot of drama. But they've been through that junk for so long, G.
That you think if it was 50 cents up there, you would have tried something like that?
Listen, them not going to do that, but this man feel, me don't know, he might have, look like he might have issues or whatever, me don't know.
I think and then you know the crazy thing will get to me, he might come up and cry and talk about God.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because when he realized, like, how far it gone, me have to wonder if a stage is staged, because it never look like it's staged, because when me watch the tape now, me say, all right, then black out some stuff, yeah, read the lips, and so on.
Yeah.
And then second of all...
Yeah, he might curse him out like crazy, I thought, you know? With all them people from the industry that they feel to behave in that way is unacceptable.
Yes, they was there. Of course, all them people there. What you mean? They was there. But at the end of the day, him like, look, man, I think he just tired. But, I mean, I understand his pain and everything like that. But I think him just tired. But at the same time, Chris Rock, you know, them man, them comedian man, them always go too far. You know what I'm saying?
But that's not, listen, man. What he said is legit. Remember, that's his job, you know. They pay you to come here to make people laugh,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but have an issue. It's a sickness, man. It's a sickness.
But the G.I. Jane, listen to me. Listen, man. All right, I give you something. You see, Will Smith was yucking up before when the other comedian was talking about other people. He was yucking up, right? Some people have thin skin, you know. You understand? When I talk about other people, they laugh. When they send and come there, they get all tight.
But hear what I'm saying to you. She have a sickness, right? Regardless of whatever the sickness is, you don't laugh at people's sickness, man. Come on, man.
Losing an ear is not like having cancer.
But that's what I'm saying. It can elevate. You don't know what it is. It can elevate. Still, you don't laugh at people's sickness, B. And that everybody know that, and that's why I said these comedians, them just feel like, you know, them is God.
But there's a time and place for everything.
Place for everything. You're right.
But remember, this guy was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That was a comedy, right?
Yeah, it's comedy, but he chose them because they sitting up front. Why choose them?
He's a hardcore rapper. He's a man of fact on the street that think he's soft with his rap. All his stuff is more like funny, right?
I don't know. Then he was doing comedy, but he was never like a comedian. This guy is a comedian. You understand? He's a comedian. He do comedy on screen and comedy off screen. But I mean, it teaches him a lesson too. You know, why go there? Why he could make fun of some white guy? Why he have to make fun of, you know?
I think Chris Rock should take him to court. and so on.
You think so?
Huh?
You think so?
Yeah, it should sue him. Of course it should sue him. Because the next thing, if you don't sue him, is it a physical? It's not that you really want him on that, because Chris Rock is millionaire. Do you understand? You got to make sure. I like your comedian. You say, oh, a new Rolls Royce I got to park out in the parking lot. Thank you to Will Smith. You understand?
Well,
you understand? But you can't let him feel like, but what he did is unacceptable. For a guy to act in that manner.
Yeah.
And people at home with their kids watching all this stuff. And for a guy to act like that, man, it's unacceptable.
But we in a new day. You don't know already, say, like you said earlier, you might get gangster. A new day, you know. You can't be out there doing certain things and people have come out of pandemic and all that. But even though them guys, they not, them for them pandemic different from Philly pandemic. But at the same time,
but you know,
you can't be making fun of people and then the girl is married to the guy and he's sitting there.
Yeah, but you know what it is? What he said, other people probably said it. Don't say it out loud. You know what he said, other people probably did say it, you know?
Yeah, but even if that is the case, all right, you should have cleared that with the man first. If you're going to make a joke about the man's wife, clear that with the man first.
No, I don't believe that. You know, listen to me. I would Chris Rock 100%, man. You understand? You know, and then he come crying about God this and God that.
Well,
you know,
I saw that part too, but Honestly, I didn't even go no further, because when she said it, I was just focusing on the slap, man. I'm like, is that a real slap or is it a fake slap? And then me go down a little further, me see somebody say, oh, he was crying and him, you know, I'm saying, yo, at the end of the day, me say, I can't bother with these people, man.
He's hoping that the academy bring him back again. They don't ban him from coming. That's what he was saying, and he was crying and all that stuff. And say he's not crying for the award.
Well, this is the thing too, because them people they don't, that never been done in the whole of life.
And you know, I tell you something else to what I heard with Steve Harvey this morning. You know, said that should be a celebration there last night. You know what? That was the first time you have two black female and you have the white female. Because the people that were producing the Oscar last night was black people. That's the first time it ever happened. There was black. It's supposed to be a celebration. Steve Harvey was saying. You understand?
So what Steve Harvey said? What Steve Harvey said? Does he deserve the slap or not?
No, he should. Come on, he can't do stuff like that.
No, he can't do that. He can't do stuff like that. But I'm just saying that he say if he deserved the slap or not.
No, he said what? There's gonna be stuff happening after this. You're gonna see. He was saying there's stuff gonna happen after this. You understand? He can't do that. And he said. That guy was apologizing to everybody. He never apologized to Chris Rock. You know, he was apologizing to the Academy and everybody. And not apologizing to Chris Rock.
That's what Steve Harvey said.
And Steve Harvey said, if he does the money, apologize to him. And say, yeah, you can apologize to me, but I'm going to slap you back, too.
But that's what I was saying. I say Chris Rock to stand there and laugh. If in my fake... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it was fake, right? Then he wouldn't it was fake, right? But if it was a real slap, you don't slap the man back, man.
You can't, because he's in the moment. You can't really do anything. You remember all those audience, you know, you have your courage depending on it. You understand?
Self-defense, brother. Right, but if the man go back and say to him, no, look, I'm going to press charge, you know. What do you think they're going to press charge on? They're not going to press no charge on in the moment. They're going to give him an assault charge.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't react like a Kuchak is a guy that family man,
but him need him job. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Him work with the Oscars. Him no work with the Tonys, and him don't work with the Grammys. Him work with the Oscars. That's why him probably hold him corner. But
the people call him for them to take by the Oscars from Will Smith, though. Denzel was talking to Will Smith. I think he spoke with Chris Rock, though. know. And you didn't hear what Puffy said, because Puffy come up right after it happened, you know. And Puffy said, he don't know what that is, but they're gonna have to settle it at the after party, the gold after party or something, he was saying. Because he was there, too.
He was going to do what at the after party?
Puffy was saying that, because he came up after they gave the award, so he had to present the next thing. And he said, he don't know what that was between Chris Rock and Will Smith. So he said, they need to settle it at the after party. He was throwing the after party. I think he called it goals after party or something.
Yeah,
he was talking about. And he said, we could settle it all there, you know.
Yeah.
And then he moved on to, you know,
let me tell you, man, that's what I'm saying. Comedians, they go a little too far sometimes, man. That's
to me, what he said is not far. To say she could get in the next G.I. Jane thing.
Listen, that's Will and Jada, though. That's not like, it's Will and Jada, man. I mean, listen, nobody sits up front in the Oscars unless they know them or something like that, and they doing good things in the industry. You understand? Now they go pick on them, and they sitting up front. I mean, they go two way too, because Will and Gina, they know that too. If you sitting up front, you're doing good things. It's not like say you're sitting to the side or behind or whatever. So it all depends. She could have grabbed him too. She could have grabbed him too, but at the same time, she knew. She probably, you know how Jada have that serious face too. You know, Jada have that serious face. You know.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Look, this country has been built a lot of comedy special all through the years. You understand?
Beat.
So I think it's phony. And these are people are public figures. They can't. You can't be a guy. We can't.
Listen,
that.
Listen to me, man. I know. I know Will. Will joke a lot, and he do a lot of things. But me know Jada too. But look at Jada, right? Because she see him get up and thing like that, and she know whatever. Well, why she never grab him and say, it's all right, babe. Don't go up there. It's all right. Right?
No. He's just acting gangster. He's trying to act like a spur to show say his love for her. But
yeah, he love for her, but that's what I'm saying. So she say her man and everything. Why? I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know. Because it's just like a man said, boy, yo, you talking about my wife in the hood. You know what I mean? Or you talking about my girl. You remember them shoot some guy in the Bronx, you know, the other day for messing with this woman at Dunkin' Donuts, you know.
Yeah, but did you hear that Will Smith is gay, right?
Man, listen, I don't know his sexual preference, but I know he out there.
I'm telling you, they say he's gay too.
Well, I know he out there.
The question with all that gangster stuff, did she sleep home last night or she went to see homeboy? That's the question you gotta, you know?
Well, listen, they got a family.
Because homeboy probably call her and say, hey, you know?
They got a family, so whatever be. You know what I mean? They doing it for them. They're not doing it for us. They doing it for them.
Yeah, but you can't come out and act like that when she doesn't belong to you alone.
How do you... But we don't know that. We don't know that. Listen, Hollywood is Hollywood, you know. Them can talk anything they want to talk and make people believe anything they want to believe in.
Just to keep their name buzz. You know, Oprah friend from CBS, Gail, I forgot her last name.
She asked
Will Smith directly, are you having an open marriage with you? And he was trying to deny.
Yeah.
And she asked him directly in an interview the other day. I was watching Sunday morning, one of his morning. She asked him directly because he was promoting the movie, right?
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh, the word is that you and Jada is having an open marriage."
Yeah.
And he tried to deny it and I love his wife and sidestep the thing. But that's been out there for a minute.
Listen.
Yes, sir. Because you know it started, right? They had this guy come and live with them, right?
Yeah.
I guess he was trying to help the guy, and the guy started sleeping with her.
Oh God!
The guy's living at the house, sleeping with his wife.
Wait a minute! What are you telling me now? Wait a minute!
Come on!
We never hear this one. What are you telling me now? Say the man sleep with the woman, and the moving, and she try help him.
Yeah, there was a young guy that they were trying to help, and he ended up start dating her, right? He lived here with the thing.
murder, murder.
I'm telling you. that's been known, man. That's what's going on.
Listen, but at the end of the
day... The guy's living at the house, too.
He's living at the house?
Yeah, I don't know if he moved out now, but yeah, he was living... He's a guy that she had thought that he's a good actor and trying to help him.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
And they moved him into the house, and he started sleeping with her.
Yo, Bridget, that's crazy. But you know about this thing more than me, man. So what, you're TMZ, no?
Yeah,
you're a bad man. You know about these things, Bridget.
Listen to me. You never have to do nothing in your face all the time.
But, yo, know, I tell you, so them talk what they want to talk, man, because of Hollywood, man. And then talk what they want to talk. Them, I mean, I even hear, said him have one girl, one be boy, or one boy, one be girl. One of them children, them.
Oh, yeah. The son, yeah, want to be a girl now. Yeah, that's
so, I mean, they talk what they want to talk just to keep you listening and, you know what I'm saying? And call up on me, man, them thing they bridging. But after the time, I know so it go.
But where does that come from? These young kids grow, and all of a sudden now they say they're born in the wrong body and all this stuff, eh?
Man, I don't know. That's another story. But
maybe they're giving them fentanyl from the younger, so they screw their head up, man.
Man,
it's crazy.
Half of it is peer pressure, and the other half is just TV and what's hot and what's not. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, when me there, yard, me never hear nobody picking say the boy they want to know woman or not. Never hear nothing like that.
It's in Jamaica right now. It's down.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, you know me say when me was there.
Yeah, but that was
like
the times when it was very more masculine, but now it's more feminine now. I remember when it was coming in, you know. That's another story, but I remember when the femininity thing was coming in and it was getting real popular and them thing there. And it I remember.
I tell you what messed up a lot of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
America had brought down there and they tied it into getting money to Jamaica where they bring a thing. They talk about human rights, right?
Yeah.
Remember in Jamaica, they were hanging people, and America said that's too barbaric and all. You can't get any money from the IMF and all that stuff because, you know, so you have to conform to their policies. And that's why a lot of the changes come in Ireland. Because if you're a poor country and you need money, America's a big country and all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't, you have to, there's certain stipulation will come with the money. There's certain things they want you to do.
Yeah.
And one of them, they had to get rid of it. They said, hanging was something of the past. So now all the guys in Jamaica that go to jail, they do life in prison. They don't hang them anymore.
Mm.
Because they had to cut it out. Yeah, that's what they were doing. They were hanging them all the time. And they cut it out now because of...
But yo...
They said that's human rights, yeah.
As you talk about Jamaica...
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Here we go now. You know, you say, when and Prince William and his wife got Jamaica over the weekend, right? Or last week.
I know, a protest.
And they was protesting, right? The morning.
Yeah.
And by the evening, the rest of them are beat drum with them.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yo!
It's not only Jamaica that happened, you know. There's a few countries that they've been to and it was the same thing at the bounce. I forgot, I don't know if it's Trinidad or one of the countries they went to.
But the thing is so ironic.
Yeah.
Because them are the only one them from me a little boy, baby. Me a year say, look, burn down Rome and burn down this and burn down that and they mustn't encourage the queen have to give her a reparation. And by evening, them a protest and them a do all sorts of things. By evening, the people, them have them down there, a beat the drum with them.
They want to talk about colonialism, so they want to get out from all that, you know, because Jamaica is still ruled under the British, you know,
system. But I've never seen nothing like that in my life. Me never see. Them say it happened before too, you know. It happened before.
Yeah. He's apologizing for slavery, you know. But even the people that were protesting, it wasn't a lot of people, you know. That was protesting.
I was watching it on the
protesting thing. Yeah.
I was watching it on the internet. It was a few. Yeah. It was a crowd. It was a crowd. But at the same time, you see, like the people, them more, they was little militant, you know. But them was.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, no. Me turn it when me done watch that now. Me just easy, and then come back again now. And me do some scrolling in at the evening. Me see them down there beat drum with them.
Yeah.
I thought, but this and that.
You
and them say, boy, me don't know. Me kind of funny to me. Because me never hear nothing like that before.
Yeah, the reparation thing is not going to happen.
But that's what I'm saying. How are you going to have a stand for one thing and then the next thing you're going to have a groundation or a beat drum or whatever?
Yeah, you can't, man. You're not going to let them say. But me, I feel like right now, but respect, yeah?
Yeah, man, respect, man. When you tell you what I talk about something, man, we're going to do the thing proper.
Yeah, man, I'm not a problem, man, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sir. Mr. Dixie, I fake something still, you
know? No, man, not fake, man. I worry about enough real stuff, that.
A real thing.
Yeah, but we link up, yeah?
All right, links.
All right, sir.